people ask how the concept of Mashiach fits into all of this. What the Kabbalah has to say about the Mashiach, the Messiah. So, man, there's so much. But, you know, when most people in Judaism think about the Mashiach, basic understanding is that there'll come a great spiritual leader, a great world leader, who will help all of us to reach this place of purely giving and loving one another, reach the state where giving is more precious to us than receiving, and will come to world peace and complete the transformations that we've been talking about, and finally reach the place where all of God's goodness could become revealed to everybody. It's a simple understanding of Mashiach as a person to help us in our transformation. So when the Kabbalah discusses Mashiach, oh, it doesn't say that that's not the case, but the Kabbalah mostly talks about Mashiach as a process of inner transformation that every single one of us is going through. The word Mashiach, Messiah in Hebrew, is spelled with four Hebrew letters. And if you would write those same four Hebrew letters in a different order, it spells the word Yismach, which means we will be happy. So the Mashiach represents when we attain our state of inner happiness. Our ultimate happiness comes when we reach a state of unconditional love, a state of union with God, Dvekut. So we learned that Mashiach is a process that all of us are going through. The spiritual masters that we're learning from are people who've already attained the level of Mashiach. They've reached that level of where giving is more precious to them than receiving, the state of truly loving everybody, a state of union with God. And the idea is for all of us to awaken that aspect of Mashiach that's within ourselves and to bring it out. On a very just simple level, we could say that Mashiach is the most important person in the world. Right? If we're going to look at Mashiach as a person, so that person would be literally the most important person in the world. Now, if we would imagine that right now, the most important person in the world, whoever we could imagine is the most important person in the world, would walk into the room and ask us if we could do them a favor and to take this heavy suitcase across town. So we'd be happy to do that. We'd just be like so happy that this person is so great, just came into our presence, asked us to do something. Wonderful. We'd be happy to take that suitcase. Be a pleasure, great pleasure, joyful pleasure, even if the suitcase is heavy. And after we took the suitcase, if that most important person asked us or offered us to pay us $100 for taking the suitcase, we wouldn't even touch the money. Right? How could we take any money? It was a pleasure to be of service to someone so important. Right? We can all try to imagine someone that would be so important, somebody that would actually come and ask us for help, and it would just be the greatest pleasure for us. In fact, for that person, we'd be willing to pay to have the merit of being able to be of service for that person. Because it's put into our nature that we actually enjoy being of service to somebody that's very important. It's an actual pleasure for us. The being of service for somebody so important is pleasurable in and of itself. The service is the reward. Now, if we would imagine in a different instance that somebody not so important to us came into the room and asked us to please carry this heavy suitcase across town, we're really sorry, but we're not able to do that right now. We're very busy. So what's the difference? Because serving somebody who's very, very important is pleasurable, and being of service to somebody not so important is not so pleasurable. If you wanted to pay, then you could consider helping them out. So we learned that when we come to see every other person in the world as though they're the Mashiach, as though they're the most important person in the world, when we can see everybody else in the world as we're looking at their divine souls, we're seeing their true reality, how exalted and eternal and magnificent they are, that every single person is a reflection of God. So when we can see every single person in the world as being so exalted and so important, that it's a pleasure to be of service to them, so then that's the Mashiach. So Mashiach as a person, if we're looking at Mashiach that way, is here to teach us, to help us see that, help us learn to see everybody else as the Mashiach. To help us come to a place of truly enjoying being of service to everybody around us. Now, of course, how to practically do that doesn't mean that we walk out in the street and give everything we have away in a moment, and then how could we, you know, take care of our families, and right? How we actually put this into practice is, needs a lot of unpacking there. But the idea is, the concept of Mashiach is reaching that state of giving in order to give. The purpose of all of our spiritual work is to get to that place. Place where we enjoy being of service, we enjoy giving. Our love transcends our personal interests. We're loving that which is outside of ourselves.